It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
727, 23 degrees, Wildcat News. Yes, brought to you by Northwest Bank. We have Superintendent of Schools, Jim Murray, in studio. Good morning. Welcome twice in, just a few short weeks.
Hey, good morning, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, this is my second visit, an encore visit, it sounds like to me, but second visit here in the last month, and happy to be here and happy to keep the community informed.
Always lots to talk about within the school district. We're transitioning now into spring sports, and that's always exciting. We've got a bunch of programs going on with the music departments. There's just stuff going on. And with a change, we have a new superintendent, the incoming superintendent, Ryan Fetters. And you also have to fill a couple of positions, or at least one for sure.
Yeah, I've got a busy day today. Right now we're going to hire, or today our goal is to hire for Ryan Fetters' position there at Taft Elementary. He's the principal there. And I hired Ryan 6 years ago. We came in together in the district. He's going to be an outstanding leader for the district. I have no doubt about that. He has all the skills necessary to be successful with those interpersonal skills with community and with staff and with families. So he's going to be successful. So now we need to find someone to replace Ryan at Taft. And that's going to be big shoes to fill. But we're pretty excited. It's a full day today. We've got three strong candidates coming in that would be excellent leaders, regardless of who we picked. We're pretty excited about that. So when we get that hire done, things should slow down just a little bit. Surprisingly, I can't believe it. I started in COVID when I started superintendent here, and talk about the most challenging year you can probably have as a new superintendent. But staffing was really, really hard back then. And surprisingly, we're fully staffed right now. And so we're not doing a whole lot of hiring for next fall. We always could use paraeducators for special education students. But other than that, we're in pretty good shape.
Good. Your selection process begins at what time today?
I think I start doing tours at 10 o'clock.
All right.
And then we have a teacher group that interviews each candidate. And then we have a stakeholder group that has board member or parents and some of our non-certified staff members that serve on that committee. And I lead that one. And then we have another committee with the directors and administrators. So each candidate will do about 4 hours today. They'll do a tour and three interviews.
Sure. So then you'll get together as a group and have discussions. What's the process?
Great question. Each group provides feedback. And so they have a survey form that they fill out. That's how we get equal voice. And in some groups, we'll do some discussion about the candidates. Ultimately, our school board hires. And so we use that feedback, and then I meet with school board to talk about the feedback we received and the recommendation we received from the group. And then the school board will hire, hopefully, next Monday night when we have our meeting.
Nice. Good. Well, good luck with that today, and good luck to all of the candidates. What other things are going on within the school district?
Well, you said spring, and we certainly had a teaser for that, but Monday wasn't pleasant. I'll tell you that. Here I was starting to get excited. We were holding on to Friday, May 22nd, as our last day of school. We were barely holding on to it, and I thought we were going to get that. And then Monday came with a blizzard, and it was an easy call. So one of my least stressful calls, when they're slam dunks. We weren't going to have school. Nobody in the state had school. Hardly anybody. But we got teased a little bit with that word spring. So hopefully we're over the hump, but we never are. I did get a couple texts this morning that a couple schools to the south of us went late this morning. So hopefully everybody makes it. You kind of hold your breath till about 8:15 when all the high school kids have made it and our 15-year-old drivers have made it to school and our staff. But other than that, it is spring and things are going to get busy. We've got soccer. We've got track starting. We've got all kinds of activities. Alice in Wonderland is the spring play, and I'm really excited to go see that. I love those fine arts events because we get so much participation from kids. So that's coming up. It's just a good time of year in the school district as we continue to get ready for next year. We've got next year's calendar almost ready to go. And I just finished negotiations with the teachers this week. I did Twin Rivers last week and Humboldt teachers this week. So hopefully we can get that board approved next week and get contracts out very soon. It's just a busy time, but a fun time. And You know, I love the spring summer activities because you can actually sit outside and enjoy the weather. And there's nothing better than Wildcat sports or activities or the play to go enjoy.
You are going to be our guest one last time. The very last Wildcat news before we conclude for the season, for the school year. So we're going to get a little more in depth, but I've got to ask. I mean, with your retirement, your first day retired, what's your first activity?
You wouldn't believe it. I'm going to share this with you. It might make you a little jealous, but actually, my contract runs through June 30th. That's what the administrator contracts run through. And then July 1st will be Mr. Vedder's start date. And on July 1st, I'll be in Alaska fishing for salmon or halibut or whichever. So for a retirement trip, my wife and I and son are going to Alaska, and we're going to do 4 days charter fishing and then do some touring and that. So the first week of July, I'll be busy with that. I'm pretty excited about that trip. So I think we're doing it right. You know, excited for the end of the year. I haven't been counting the days at all. I've just been swamped, to be honest, with hiring and work. But I think things will get a little long maybe in May when we're ready to go for next year. Things could slow down then and get caught up on a few things. And that last Wildcat news, you know, hopefully we've got a lot of listeners because there's no holds barred on that Wildcat. No, it's just teasing. Mm-hmm.
We do have a box of Kleenex in here. So in case it's an emotional interview.
No, I use like foul language and yelling. What was the Seinfeld episode where the Christmas declare all their grievances or whatever?
Festivus.
Yeah. So I'll get to say all my grief.
Okay.
I won't do that.
I'll have my finger on the delay button. Well, you know, and again, there are challenges and there's some great rewards in anybody's position. But, you know, you're talking about the future of area children, and that's a big task. It's a great responsibility, and of course, always wish you well. Would you share some of the salmon? I mean, can I get a salmon fillet? A small one would be great.
Yes, well, I guess we're bringing back fish. That's part of the trip is they box it up for you, so I'll certainly share. But yeah, it's a rewarding job. I call it the 90-10. 90% of this job is amazing. It's a great opportunity. It's a privilege to do. I'm lucky. And then there's that 10% that's a little in the muddy waters. That can be challenging and stressful sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else for the good of the cause?
No, I can't think of anything else, really. Hopefully we're excited for the end of the school year coming up and everybody's safe right now. And we continue to do a good job educating kids and get to the finish line here.
Hopefully no more snow. But what is the last day of school?
The last day of school will be Monday, May 26th. Tuesday, May 26th, because it's the day after Memorial Day.
Fair enough.
We're pushed into that now. So Tuesday, May 26th, and that's still well before June. And many of our parents are working families anyway, so I think we'll be just fine.
Yep, very good. Thank you for being our guest. Again, second of the last one. It's a bittersweet. Can't wait. We're going to have a ton of questions prepared for you.
Clear the morning.
We could do that. That's wonderful. Always love having you in. You're great to visit with. You're very articulate, and good luck for the balance of the school year. And we look forward to our next Wildcat news. So thank you, Mr. Murray.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Go Cats.
Go Cats.